back home. Consider this my home away from home. I want to thank everyone who made this day possible. Want to thank my wife and my children for their support. I certainly greet Pastor Randy and Raylene in their absence while they're on vacation, praying that God would give them rest. You know, it's a rarity, but people, you know, it's a rarity for pastors to go away. We do, you know, take vacations. We do need seasons away. So we pray that God will give them fresh revelation and fresh insight as they are resting. And ultimately, that while they're on vacation, that they will continue to hear from him in the leading and guiding of his people. I bring you greetings this morning from Providence Assembly of God, where my wife and I have the privilege of serving as assistant pastors. We've been there we just hit 6 years. God is using us to do a great work within the church and and in the community. One of the events that we have the privilege of overseeing is a First Friday event where we gather young people from all over the state and the various states in New England to just come and share their God-given talent, whatever that may be. And in the summer months, we go outside for June, July, and August. And this summer, all glory to God, we saw 7 people come to Christ this summer. So God is doing an amazing work. This summer, also saw my wife take the lead in our vacation Bible school. In years past, we've seen upwards to 100 kids come through from the community come by. This year, we had 76 kids in total, and we had 15 new families that were introduced to the church. So God is still on the throne, and God is still doing the work. Amen? So how many know that in life there's decisions, right? There's decisions that we have to make. There's various choices that need to be made. So with that said, how many here are at the fork in the road called life? Some of us might have various decisions to make regarding going to school. Some might have decisions to make regarding employment. Some might have decisions to make regarding health, regarding retirement, whatever the case may be. There's some type of choice that we are called to make until God calls us home. Amen? I want everyone here to look at the person next to them and say to them, the choice, come on, look, I hope, let me put this disclaimer in. I hope you're sitting by somebody that you like this morning. And aside from sitting next to somebody that you like, I hope you're sitting next to someone that you can talk to. So look at the person next to you, look them right in the eye and say to them, the choice is yours. When you think of the word choice, just what exactly comes to your mind? Well, that depends. If you're a sports fan, there's the NFL draft, the NBA draft, and there's even a Major League Baseball draft. But how many know that the choice I'm speaking of has nothing to do with the NFL, the NBA, or Major League Baseball? The choice more important than any sports team is where will your soul and spirit be when your days on this earth are done? Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for this day. Father, we thank you for this time. Lord, we thank you, Lord, even in the midst of everything that is going on, in the midst of everything that we see on the TV, in the midst of everything that we read in the newspaper, in the midst of everything that comes our way, the trials and tribulations of life, Lord, we pause on this day at this time to say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your keeping power. Thank you for your grace and your mercy over our lives. Father, we pray, Lord, that you would be with us here in this time that we have as we gather around your word. Father, we pray that you would speak to us on this day as we are here listening. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So once again, look at the person next to you and say, the choice is yours. The word choice is defined as the act of choosing, the power of choosing. So on this day, I will have you to know that the choice is yours. And we all know, both young and old, that there's a lot for us to choose from, both good and bad. For those of us who have laptops, cell phones, TVs, just to name a few, the choices to do good or bad are overwhelming. So with that, know that the choice is yours. In studying for this message, there are some words associated with the word choice, such as option, alternative, preference, selection, and election. The word option implies a power to choose that is specifically granted or guaranteed. Next is the word alternative, which is the need to choose one and reject the other. That brings us to preference, which suggests a choice guided by one's judgment. The last two words associated with the word choice are selection and election. Selection implies a various amount of choices, and finally, election, which implies an end or purpose. With all of these things, one thing is certain, and that is the choice is yours. It is here within the book of Joshua, there are various choices that had to be made by those mentioned in verses 10 through 18. Looking into this historical book, we see God provided them a land, cities, and food that they neither built nor planted. In life, we have these things that are going to come our way. Let me just put this disclaimer out there for the one who thinks that this life on this side is going to be a bed of roses. If you think that everything on this side is going to be smooth, then all you have to do is take a trip. Take a trip to your nearest supermarket. Take a trip to your nearest housing development or complex. And what is the first thing that you see after you enter into the complex? You drive for a bit, and then you come to something called a speed bump. And at that speed bump, there's two things that you can do at a speed bump. I'm sure you've never even thought of this. There's two things you can do at a speed bump. Number one, you can ignore it and just put pedal to the floor and just gun right over the speed bump. Number two, you could see it coming, prepare yourself, brace for impact, slow down, and try and ease over it. They're both choices, but with two different results. Number one, you come in and you just say, I'm just going to gun this speed bump. Boom. You go up, you might get airborne, and you're liable to tear out the whole frame of what you're in. But if you slow down and you see it approaching and you brace for impact, you're going to go through it, but as the song that we sung says, God is able to overcome, you will be able to overcome that speed bump in life. People of God, there are speed bumps in life. Some weeks may seem like you avoid all speed bumps. And then there's that one week in life where Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday is an array of speed bumps of different heights and different degrees. But the amazing thing from God is that we're able to overcome those. Amen? But we're only able to overcome those when we make the conscious decision that the choice is yours. Reading Joshua chapter 24, verses 10 through 18 from the New King James Version, it reads as thus. But I would not listen to Balaam, therefore he continued to bless you. So I delivered you out of his hand. Then you went over the Jordan and came to Jericho. And the men of Jericho fought against you, also the Amorites, the Perizzites, the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Girgazites, the Hivites, and the Jebusites. But I delivered them into your hand. I sent the hornet before you, which drove them out from before you. Also the two kings of the Amorites, but not with your sword or with your bow. So many times in life we want to go to battle with our armor instead of his armor. It says, I sent the hornet out before you. And it says, but not with your sword or with your bow. I have given you a land for which you did not labor and cities which you did not build, and you dwell in them. You eat of the vineyard and olive groves which you did not plant. Now, therefore, fear the Lord, serve him in sincerity and in truth, and put away the gods which your father served on the other side of the river and in Egypt. Serve the Lord. And if it seems evil to you to serve the Lord, choose for yourself. Somebody say, choose for yourself. Choose for yourself this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your father served that were on the other side of the river, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. So the people answered and said, far be it for us that we should forsake the Lord to serve other gods. For the Lord is our God. It is he who brought us and our fathers up out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage, who did those great signs in our sight and preserved us in all the way that we went and among all the people through whom we passed. And the Lord drove out from them. And the Lord drove them out from before us, all the people, including the Amorites, who dwelt in the land. We will also serve the Lord, for he is our God. There are those, when God provides for them in the midst of their storm, still, for whatever reason, make the choice to walk away from God. Just remember, the choice is yours. On the day we stand before God, know that he won't be asking those he put in our lives. However, he will be asking us to give an account of what we did with the choices that were laid before us. In this world in which we live in, we see that there are various choices that need to be made day in and day out. But the important thing is this. Whatever the choice may be in life, whatever the situation and circumstance that you may be facing, we need to know this thing. And the thing that we need to know is this. There's no situation, no circumstance that we face on this side of earth that is greater than the God that we serve. We serve a God who is able to heal, deliver, and set us free. But the first thing we must do in order for that to be activated, in order for that to be sent our way, we must simply believe that he is who he says he is, and he's able to do what we're asking him to do. If I can't fix a car, you're not going to come to me as your mechanic. If you need a root canal, you're not going to go to somebody who specializes in house cleaning. You're going to go to the proper people who've been trained, they've made the investment to be in the skill and to be in the practice that they're in. Well, we serve a God who's going to school, who has all the training, who has all the tools, and can come and show up right in the midst of our situation and circumstance. But the thing we must remember is that the choice is yours. We serve a God who's not saying, choose me, choose me, choose me. We serve a God who is simply saying, I'm here. We serve a God who says, I lay before you blessings and curses, life and death. Choose life. But the choice is yours. In this world that we live in, you know, sometimes being a pastor, I kind of sit back and I kind of reflect from time to time on my schooling. And last week was one of those times to reflect on my schooling. I am an assistant pastor at the church, and then I also work as a guest service manager in the local McDonald's there in Providence, dealing with the community and customers, and it's, you know, really hectic, and some days are better than others. And last Saturday, I was at work. I went on break, and I had just sat down to eat, and I turned my phone on only to get a call from one of my church members. And the call was simply this: Pastor, I need you to go down to the hospital and be with the family right now. From my job to the hospital, give or take, it's about 5 minutes. 5, maybe 10 minute drive. I got there, and this young man, as I walk into the room, the family is there, I walk into the room, this young man was 20 years old, had went to be with Christ. He was a standout football star. He was a state champion. He was a track runner. He was a senior at the local college there. Friday night, we go to the wake, and I was floored at the wake. There were probably about 300 people at the wake. And all of the people at the wake were between 18 and 30 years old. And they're just looking at their friend, looking at their classmate, looking at their teammate, and just trying to wrap their head around what happened. Then comes Saturday. Saturday, I was getting ready for the church picnic in the midst of setting up for the funeral. I go to the church to pick up the church van for the funeral. Pick up the church van for the picnic. Walk inside. Our church seats about 215 people. Friday night after the wake, I came back to the church to set up for the funeral. We set up about 250 chairs. Saturday morning at 11 o'clock, we had about 400 people inside the church with an additional 50 outside that just could not get in. The choice is yours. We have to know that in this life, there's choices that are going to be made. In Joshua 24:15-17, we see these words: and if it seems evil to you, serve the Lord, choose for yourself this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the river, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. So the people answered and said, far be it from us that we should forsake the Lord to serve other gods. For the Lord our God is he who brought us and our fathers up out of the land of Egypt, from the house of bondage, who did those great signs in our sight and preserved us in all the way that we went and among all the people through whom we passed. We must know this, that in everything that we're facing, in every situation and circumstance that we face, God is surrounding us. In every choice that we make, God is protecting us. Why? Because he loves us. If he didn't love us, he would just let us wander away. He would just let us fall astray. But the promise is this, that he left what? He left the 99 to go after the one. We serve a God who preserves us. We serve a God who's able to keep us. But like I said earlier, the thing that brings us back to knowing that we serve a God who protects us and is able to preserve us, we must first believe. We must first believe he is who he says he is, and he can do what he said he can do, and he can, and ultimately he can do what we need him to do. Because so many times we want to get caught up on mom's religion, dad's relationship. I went to church because grandma brought me to church. That was good that grandma was the planter or the preserver of the seed to keep bringing us to church. It was good that we had that neighbor that watched after us. But ultimately, when all is said and done, and we've breathed our last breath on this side, God is going to stand and he's going to look at us. Sadly, grandma might have went on to her reward years before us. We might leave our wives and our children here. But what is our life going to reflect? What light is our life going to give off when God goes like this? Reuben, let me open up your book and see. One evening, an old Cherokee told his grandson about a battle that goes on inside people. He said, "My son, the battle is between two wolves inside us all. One is evil. It is anger, envy, jealous, sorrow, regret, greed, arrogance, self-pity, guilt, resentment, inferiority, lies, false pride, superiority, and ego. The other is good. It is joy, peace, love, hope, serenity, humility, kindness, benevolence, empathy, generosity, truth, compassion, and faith." The grandson thought about it for a minute, and he asked his grandfather, "Which wolf wins?" The grandfather looked at his grandson, and he said to him, "The one you feed." As we sit down at the table called life and we look at everything, if we were to put a pause button right now on everything from the time we entered this world until now, ask ourselves, would we be pleased with the choices that we made? And ultimately, if God was to look down on our life, kind of halfway in between birth and now, if God was to look upon our life, could we honestly say that God would be pleased in the choices and decisions that we made? As we saw in Joshua, the key is simply we have to choose for ourselves. And when we make that choice, whatever that choice is, we have to be willing to stand on that choice. People are going to agree with the choice that you make. People are going to disagree with the choice that you make. But ultimately, it comes down to you making that choice and making that choice with the peace of God that rests upon our hearts and our minds.